The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Would you like to be a part of a miracle that lasts for all eternity?
On this special episode of Life Today.
Because I am not exaggerating when I tell you, you can be the miracle that many people thought was impossible. You can be that moment that changes everything, that gives joy, just like you saw. Would you like to be a miracle in the life of many families, hundreds of families?
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to this very special program. I'm James Robison, my wife Betty, and I appreciate the opportunity of sharing with you in a time when we so obviously, all over the world, not just here in the United States, but around the world, we have a need for what people would rightly call miracles. If you've ever needed one, Betty and I prayed for the life of our daughter in a battle with cancer. She was our baby girl, and she died at age 40. Three teenage children, a wonderful husband left behind, a great testimony of life and witnessing the entire 40 years she was here. But we needed a miracle, mm-hmm. and we didn't get that miracle. She's totally well. She's perfect. But there's no question we needed a miracle. And here's what I want to make this impression on your mind. We live in a day when people desperately need miracles. And sometimes we have to say, well, we didn't get the miracle we prayed for. But what if, now just think about what I'm saying. What if a miracle desperately needed all over the world was guaranteed? No wishful thinking, no mere prayer without hope, but I mean a real miracle. Now listen very closely to something the greatest man who ever walked on this planet said. It's a very simple statement, but I want you to grasp the implications of it. Jesus said, if you just give a cup of water, now think about this. If you just give a cup of water in my name, you will not lose your reward. Now, please understand this. Jesus understood things from an eternal perspective, not just something right here, but for all eternity. If you give just a cup of water, you will not lose the reward, the benefit, the greatness that comes from that gesture for all eternity. Now, the significance, if you give a cup of water, and as I pray for people who need water, they don't have clean water. They're desperate. Their children die. They live sick because of contaminated water. The greatest crisis perhaps in the world from a physical standpoint is contaminated, disease-ridden water and the lack of clean water. But when Jesus said, if you just give a cup of water, the effect of that for you is eternal. Well, what's the significance of that cup of water? And as I prayed, I really believe I heard the heart of God. When you give a cup of water, something has happened. Something of a supernatural nature has happened. Here it is. You noticed a need. You saw a need. And you met that need. And the greatest truth ever shared is that God notices every need. And He alone can meet every need in every life. But He uses us as the instruments to deliver that miracle. Would you like to be a part of a miracle that lasts for all eternity? Would you recognize a need? Allow God to do what He longs to do. Meet that need effectively. Betty, we're going to let our viewers see the incredible challenge around the world that we can meet miraculously. Watch.
Imagine living in a village where everybody is hot, everybody's thirsty, where people are dying on a regular basis, all because of the water. Is this a water source for the village, Armel?
Yes, that's the water source for the village.
And they drink that?
Yeah, they do.
Wow. What do you see in this cup? What we don't see is what should really alarm us. Just all types of germs and diseases are in this one little cup of water. We've heard countless stories already of how many people have lost children from drinking this water.
Whenever the Life Mission team visits a rural village around the world, one of the first questions they ask is if any children have died from a waterborne illness. Unfortunately, the answer is almost always yes. In fact, many mothers are still grieving from a recent death, or they share of losing several of their children from drinking diseased water. Can you imagine how a mother feels when she has no other choice but to give her children dirty water to drink? Now imagine how a mother would feel when she sees a Life Outreach drilling rig enter her village, and how her hope would be restored as she watches the assembly of a new pump that will deliver clean, life-giving water to her children.
Hey, listen, sweetheart. I don't know what you're saying, but your face, and by the way, if you understood that language and you want to email us here, and just say, that's what she's saying. Tell me, because it's good. Because her countenance, you know, Isaiah the prophet talked about the people in the old times in the nation of Israel. They were rebelling against God. And he says, your countenance testifies against you. You look at the countenance of many people, sadly, even sitting in church, and their countenance testifies against them. It doesn't look good. That lady's countenance, I'm telling you, it testified gratitude. It testified, this is a miracle. It's not a miracle, just hope for it. I'm seeing it.
I just heard the words joy unspeakable, because when we've heard from God, when God's met a need in our lives, boy, that's what we feel like. I feel like saying, ha ha, just like she did. Whatever it meant, whatever that communication between you and God means, that's what it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, and you know, we pray. Here's the thing, Betty and I have been married 54 years, so we've been on planet Earth a long time. Okay, now we're going to be here by the grace of God till Jesus comes, or we go to be with Him. But the point is, we are, you know, we've been around, and we hear many stories now of our friends losing a spouse, of our friends leaving us, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of heartache there. And then we see people all over the world that we pray for who have someone that's fighting a challenge like our daughter fought. And if somebody could walk into that situation and raise them up and they be whole, and you think we wouldn't be rejoicing like that?
That's right.
Well, see, here's the significance of what I'm trying to get through to you. And with all my heart, I wish I was right there in the room. I wish I was just a few feet from you. Because I am not exaggerating when I tell you, you can be the miracle that many people thought was impossible. You can be that moment that changes everything, that gives joy, just like you saw. And the little children, they're so thrilled when they have clean water, and they don't feel sick, and they don't have to watch their children and their grandchildren dying and wondering if the next child is going to die. That's the reality of the world they live in. Now, back to the cup of water. If you see a need, this is the significance of just a cup of water. Every time you see a need that can be met, and you want to be an instrument to meet it, then you become the channel of blessing through which God flows His supernatural power to meet that need and be the miracle. Would you like to be a miracle in the life of many families, hundreds of families? We drill water wells all over the world where contaminated disease, bacteria-infested water is destroying life, destroying precious little ones. And when you put a well there, just the joy you saw in that woman, It's joy unspeakable, full of glory. That's what's there. And we are the miracle together. When I say we, the missionary with a broken heart can walk into the pit of hell for a heavenly cause, but they can't meet a need that they see. They can't even give the cup of water without us enabling them. They've got a heart that overflows with love and compassion. They see a need. You know how we know where to drill the water wells? One of the first indicators is the missionaries see the crisis, but in most instances, they know there's water there because many times the people have dug a borehole that gets filthy and contaminated rapidly, but the water's there. So if you go down into it and then you encase it, protect it, give them a pump the children can work, you have changed everything in a village. And those wells cost $4,800. But here's one of the miracles, because I believe if you can give a well, you will, because it just changes everything for a whole village. It gives them life. It becomes a miracle. It becomes more than a cup of water. It's a well of water. Imagine what God is saying. Think about what that means to you and to them. If you couldn't give a well, can you give a part of a well? Many of our friends give $1,200 and pray three join them. We got a well. But you know how most of the income for wells comes? Because we've broken it down, basically. $48 will give three people water the rest of their life. I want you to look and see what people do over and over and over to the same effect, death. And I'm telling you, listen to me, you can change that today. You can be a part of sharing the miraculous love and transforming power of God as He flows His love through you. $48, literally think about it, will give 10 people water basically the rest of their life. 144 will give 30. I want you to look at this situation. Just watch what's going on and say, God, can I be a part of the miracle they long for? Watch closely.
They say that the sure sign of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. For Nayor, she has no choice but to repeat her steps, even when she knows those same steps cost the life of her baby girl. Now, as she draws water yet again from the same contaminated source, she hopes this time will be different, that her older daughter won't fall ill and die the same terrible death as her baby girl.
It's so hard for me to sit here and listen to her story and see such pain in her eyes. And it's so raw, it's so fresh. But the biggest thing is just hearing her say that all she needs is clean water, and knowing that that could have changed everything for her. Like, she's fully aware of what she needs, but she can't do anything about it. And I would love to be able to speak hope into her life and tell her that things are about to change.
Indeed, change began that day as Nayor prayed to receive Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Now her soul will never thirst again. And it's our prayer that, like so many others around the world, with your help, she will no longer thirst for clean drinking water for her family and village.
Boy, that is a miracle picture. Think about it. Because of the love of God that's in the heart of people like you. And by the way, if you don't even claim to know God, I can't imagine you not wanting to give clean water to precious little children and families, and I believe you will. But I do think it's important for you to understand that for Betty and me as Christians, and Jesus changed the life of a boy, myself, who didn't have a father. I mean, I knew what it was to hurt, and God did become my father. He's very real to me. But I believe even if you don't know God, you want to help people. I believe there's just a basic compassion. But if we know Him, then we know we need water for life, but we also need the water of life. And so our mission workers are going to share Jesus. And what I'd like for you to understand is that right now, you can help us drill wells all over the third world where the missionaries have pointed to the need and we know the water's there and they don't need to continue the insanity of going back to do the same thing and get the same results. We can give them a miracle. Here's what I'd like to ask you to do. Would you just go online right now, the website you see? Would you take your bank card? And if you can give a well, I believe you will, or part of a well. But if you can give $48, please don't think that's small. Because for 10 people, you're giving them water the rest of their life. I mean, that's a miracle. That is a miracle. $144 will give 30 people water the rest of their life. Would you dial the phone number? Would you take your bank card in either case? Go online, dial the number, and really so important that you move now. So easy to get distracted. And we're talking about a need for a miracle that's very realistic, and you can deliver the miracle. Take that bank card, make the largest gift you can as God directs. If you call, use that card. If you want to make a check, make it to Life. That's what you're giving. But call us and tell us you're sending it because we've got to let the missionaries know. Please do it now. Betty, I'm praying that there not be a single person watching who can help that won't gladly help.
And I know in my heart that you will help because as you saw that young mother go to the same water source every day, I felt like there was still hope in her heart that when she went, it would be different. But that hope dwindles as she goes back and back and back again. Let's let that water well be the supply that she can go to with hope in her heart and assurance in her heart, knowing that when she gets that water from that well, it's going to refresh and give life to her children. Please help us.
And I can promise you, when that well comes in, you're going to see the happiest people and the happiest children. Not only when we hit the water, but then when it's cased and they're smiling. You can take a desperate situation and become the hope for a miracle. Please, right now, go online, dial the number, and become an answer to someone's prayer, an answer to their need, and become the miracle they desperately need. Thank you.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink dirty, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. You can help end the suffering because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 400 water wells in remote villages in over 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the riches of Christ, what true prosperity looks like. Filled with wisdom, prayers, and scripture, James Robison adds insight from what God has shown him about finding contentment in the Father's provision for your life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Children of the World Storybook Bible. This easy-to-read Bible features colorful art by children from nearly 50 countries around the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
My name is Dufin. Teura sanga mbuvumbe fe zao chima nambula zao rai mandrene. Mijale. Azu tiere ni titirin razu. Malahi sakafu. Le kere nga vau kere. Chima nanchakafu yere u kere. Chimanankane miruru avau. A ajaja rua ano valo vula rua vula lahani terak ana ajaja rua fanimat. Tundra maro maluto rano tirano tu maluto marare titruai rano tu maluto tirano tuk. Nalahe lurahu, amana kurua reo, ye mahare rakahi, nikuhak. Azu ti burukulu zirahu tiao chimishi tia, ti chabuaku mamunze laputali fe chimishi, simanambula hikarakaraku, mitjale.
I love you, little child. I don't know if you're trying to get flies to go away. Betty and I know what it is to lose a child. I'm believing that we'll be an answer to that mother's heart cry.
As a mother myself and a grandmother and now a great-grandmother, I'm asking you, please reach out and let's help these children.
And Betty is asking you to give a cup of water in Jesus' name. And then remember, you will not lose your reward. And that reward is through eternity. And don't try to reduce it merely to a monetary or material return. What God offers is so much greater than anything we could ever describe or even fully comprehend. But it's something he says you will not lose. Let me tell you something. I would never need to get something back in order to experience the joy of seeing mothers like that. No, my next child won't die. And those who are having children, my children will live. Because what? Somebody loved me. And they didn't just give a cup of water. They help give a well of water. Would you do that? The missionaries have shared the need with people who can meet the need and become the miracle people long for. And then remember this promise of God that's so clear in Isaiah 58. When you become an answer to someone else's prayer and you meet their need, God said, I will answer quickly. I'm going to move. God not only wants to bless us, He wants to bless through us. Would you allow Him to bless others by giving not only a cup of water, but help give a well of water? Thank you for doing it. Go to the website or dial the number and make the gift God put on your heart. Use your bank card like a check. You write a check, make it to life. Thank you for doing it.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink dirty, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. You can help end the suffering, because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 400 water wells in remote villages in over 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the riches of Christ, what true prosperity looks like. Filled with wisdom, prayers, and scripture, James Robison adds insight from what God has shown him about finding contentment in the Father's provision for your life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Children of the World Storybook Bible. This easy-to-read Bible features colorful art by children from nearly 50 countries around the world.
Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
This little child is probably between 2 and 3 years old, maybe 4. But you know, he may not make it past 4 or 5 if he doesn't have the water that he needs. He has water, but it's contaminated. But you know, we have to give them a choice. They don't have a choice right now in so many places all over the world. Because they don't have that choice, their bodies are being contaminated with this bad water, and their families are dying. Our missionaries have been there and seen them in the hospitals. They're there because they haven't had good water. They've had contaminated water, and it's waterborne diseases that will kill them if we don't reach out and help them in time. Please help us do that. Please, all around the world, give these children a chance in life. Thank you so much, and God will bless you richly.
You know, I want to just say thank you because you may have already given once toward this outreach, but this is the last day. And Betty, we know we need a miracle. And I'm praying that if you can give a well or give $1,200 toward a well, you will get this. This is a treasured art piece. This is the real deal. It becomes a great conversation piece and a source of inspiration. So consider that. But listen, all that we send you is to be a spiritual investment in your life to help you grow. But what you're doing, you're becoming the miracle people long for. And we're going to show them Jesus. Water for life, point them to the water of life. And on this last day, now listen, let's have a miracle outpouring of love and grace. Thank you so much for being a part of sharing the heart of our loving God and our Father. Bless you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.